Death comes to us all. It marks the end of our lives on earth. Different cultures and religions deal with this monumental break in different ways. The question, is there life after death, has many different answers. These diverse concepts of the afterlife are crucial in determining how various cultures approach death. They affect how the deceased are buried, mourned, and remembered. Rituals play a key role. They accompany the departed on his journey from the world of the living to the world of the dead. They give support to the bereaved and help them cope with the loss.
The kind, intensity, and duration of these rituals depend on the cultural context of the society. Here in Germany, it's often just the immediate family of the deceased that says its goodbyes in a more or less formal memorial service. Friends, relatives, and neighbors accompany the departed to the last resting place. In other parts of the world, the ceremonies of mourning can last for days, weeks, months, and even years. They may involve the most distant relatives and even the entire village community, as some examples in this room demonstrate. Some cultures bury their dead, some cremate them, and yet others disinter the skeletons of their dead relatives long after burial, then lay the cleaned bones to rest a second and final time. In few cultures do people believe that the dead are gone forever. In most cultures, it's thought that they live on, eating, drinking, working, and celebrating, just as before, only far away. Bereaved family members want to make sure the deceased have everything they need for their new lives, so they bury them with rich grave goods or make regular sacrifices to their ancestors, asking them to take care of the descendants.
You might be wondering why this room is all in white. In many cultures, white, not black, is the color of mourning. Let the atmosphere of this room sink in for a moment. Do you feel the ground beneath your feet? It can be taken as an illusion for being in a place out of the ordinary. Death raises questions which are outside the ability of human knowledge to answer. It leads us to boundaries which are difficult to define.
Let's take a look at the various rituals that accompany the staged farewell. We'll examine the ways that different cultures dispose of the mortal remains of the dead and their ceremonies of farewell and remembrance. In front of you is what is probably the most eye-catching object in the room, an oversized, richly decorated bull from the island of Bali.